Greetings. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift givers, Teresa and Frank Vitale, my paternal grandparents. The first gift my Grandma and Pap Vitale gave to me was the idea of American ingenuity. The definition of ingenuity is the quality of being cleverly inventive or resourceful, and this described them to a T. My grandfather came home from World War II and opened the barber shop, Vitale's Family Hair Care Center, in 1951. For 6 days a week, my grandfather would stand behind that chair and give gentlemen a Roffler cut first-class treatment. And my grandmother would be the greeter at the barber shop, taking appointments, sitting, visiting with customers before and after they had their hair cut. Together, they started a business back in 1951. And all the while, with my grandfather working 6 days a week, he'd come home, he'd put on his tool belt, and along with his brothers, Bob and Anthony, they built three houses, one for each of them, in their spare time after their day jobs. Yep, that's the quality of being cleverly inventive and resourceful. That's ingenuity. The barbershop is still in business today with my dad running the operation, but my grandfather, who is 90, in 2013, still cuts hair 3 days a week, and kids that he'd cut more days a week if all of his clients weren't passing away. As I look over my Grandma and Pap's life and marvel at all the wonderful things they were able to do simply by bringing a spirit of ingenuity into their lives, I've often wondered what it was that allowed them to be so inventive, so creative. And while, of course, it was many things, the one common theme that I keep seeing again and again and again is that they brought discipline into their lives. Now, I know when we hear the word discipline, we think of army boot camp or we think of rigorous schedules. And some of that is true, as a piece of discipline is certainly having some routine and certainly planning, knowing what you have to do and when you're going to do it. But their discipline, the gift that they gave to me, is the notion that when we take care of the present moment, the future takes care of itself. The discipline of taking care of what you can in this exact moment in time and not worrying about all the rest. Certainly, we need to have a vision of the big picture and where we would like to be into the future. But the only way to bring that about is to have well-disciplined lives where we take care of the present moment, having faith and knowing that when we do, the future takes care of itself. It's discipline that led to their ingenuity, that led to a lifetime of wonderful, wonderful gifts. And it was my Gram Vitale who taught me how to push the boundaries and use that experience as a platform for learning, for growing, and for trying new things. And no better person to do that than a grandparent, as they can let a grandchild do just a little bit more than probably what the child's parents would let them do. I remember Saturday evening sleepovers where she would let me stay up late and watch Saturday Night Live. It was Gram Vitale who bought me my first Kiss album, the album that my parents really didn't want me to have. But I think she saw it as her role to help me push the boundaries and use that opportunity as a moment to learn. After we were done watching Saturday Night Live, the next morning, she'd be sure to have a discussion that there's a time and place for humor and that some people don't like that humor and we need to be cautious of what we say and who we say it to. After giving me that Kiss album, she talked a lot about their entertainers. They're putting on a show, making sure that I understood that while I loved their music, who they were up on stage was not real life. Sometimes we're so afraid to push the boundaries. Sometimes we're so afraid to let people push the boundaries because we're afraid of them getting hurt. My Gram taught me that we've got to encourage people to push the boundaries so that they grow and experience new and wonderful things. But we also can use those boundary pushings as an opportunity to learn, to teach. Thanks, Grandma Pap Vitale, for American ingenuity through discipline. Discipline being nothing more than knowing that when we take care of the present moment, the future takes care of itself. And thanks for reminding us to push the boundaries, to encourage people to push the boundaries, and to use that as the opportunity for a learning experience. Thank you for listening, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.